This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Years of depleted film incentives from the state of Texas has taken its toll on the local film industry. But as KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, by many measures, film is alive and well here.
State-sponsored film incentives are a big driver of the entertainment industry these days. Those incentives have lured big projects away from states that have curbed their programs, like Texas. The state of Texas has provided $22 million through the Texas Moving Image Incentive Program to help shows like AMC's Fear the Walking Dead film here.
It's not going to hold. Once this gives, everyone out here is going to die.
That's the job. Protect the others.
And while $22 million sounds like a lot, it's down more than 75% from its peak of $95 million in state rebates available just a few years ago. To further complicate it, the funds are shared between film, television, commercial, and video game projects. While the lack of incentives may have scared off big-budget projects, incentives aren't the end-all be-all for Texas film success.
Sending you off to college, you know what's next? Huh? It's my funeral! Just go and leave my picture!
Aren't you jumping ahead by like 40 years or something?
I just thought there would be more.
Smaller budget movies like 2015 Best Picture nominee Boyhood allow filmmakers like Richard Linklater to continue to tell their stories here.
Is it harder to make films without the incentive programs and our state's support or less support? Certainly, but that affects the lower budget films less, I think. You know, you make it because you want to make films in your own backyard with your friends. And, you know, so there's so much talent here.
He says there's a certain budget level where the incentives don't really matter much. Most films shot in Austin are in that zone.
We have a thriving ecosystem for independent film here. We do not have every piece of the puzzle solved.
That's Holly Herrick with the Austin Film Society. She says Texas has major things that other states don't, that build a film culture here.
We have film production and creative media production happening in Austin all the time. We have artists that make their home here. We have educational institutions that support the filmmaking community by churning out apprentices and crew. And we have an amazing and talented crew base that continue to find work in the region.
And then there's the annual pilgrimage the film industry makes for South by Southwest.
Having the industry's attention is a crucial part of that ecosystem. So we really wouldn't have what we have if it weren't for South by Southwest. But it just is one other piece of this puzzle that makes Austin such a thriving community.
Pat Candelas is a documentary film director based in Austin. His film Disgraced premiered at last year's South by Southwest Film Festival.
That getting into South by and other people seeing that film and reviewing that at South by, I don't know how to measure how much that helped us, but it was huge.
His production company, Bat Bridge Entertainment, has been busy since. They recently produced a documentary series on Patty Hearst for CNN. They're working on a few projects now. Candela says being in Texas has been a positive.
That's something that we hear from networks all the time, is that they love that we are not working on the coast. So I think strangely enough, just our geographic position being based in Texas, I think makes us more desirable to networks because we're obviously going to have a different perspective on things, especially on storytelling.
The Austin Film Society is also working on The Next Generation. It gives away $100,000 annually in grants to burgeoning filmmakers throughout the state of Texas. It also promotes film in local schools.
We run after-school programs in underserved schools in Austin, which teach children about media literacy and filmmaking.
In hopes that one day, a few of them may grow up to make movies close to home. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.